I think tonight it would be good if we had time for prayer, as we usually do. But I just wanted to just read just a few verses to you. We heard some very practical things tonight. Are you content? Are you content? I mean, you have to answer that question. That wasn't just thrown out as a testimony. The Lord is asking us all, are you content? And if you're not content, why are you not content? Is not Jesus sufficient? Is he not good enough? Has he not filled your life with all that you need? And why is it that we're not content? And then we heard about change. How God wants to change us and take out the love of the world and put his love in our hearts. How he wants to change us into his likeness. Are you more like Jesus today than you were a year ago? Or do people still look at you and say, I'm sorry, I'll take that back. sometimes we walk around and say, well, you know, God's not finished with me yet, and I understand that. But that's not an excuse for not being changed. Right? You can say amen. It's all right, you can say it. And so God wants to change us. He wants to make us more like Jesus. And we heard how often it's maybe through trials, maybe it's through sickness, maybe it's through suffering. It's in the hard places that we're conformed to the image of his Son. I mentioned this morning about grace and how some people say it's all of grace. I wanted to clarify that because that's what the Bible says. It says, by grace, you're saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so I'm thankful for the grace of God. None of us could earn our salvation. And that's why God sent his one and only Son to be our Savior. And so you and I need a Savior. Are we convinced of that? Yes, we're convinced of that? Has the Holy Spirit made that real? I can't convince you. But the Holy Spirit has to convince us, every one of us, that we need a Savior. But there's a verse in the book of Titus that speaks of the grace of God. And here's an aspect of the grace of God that I think is so vital for us to lay hold on. We, again, think of grace when we're saved, so to speak, when we have that encounter with God, maybe for the first time, and he comes into our hearts, and he makes us a new creature in Christ Jesus. It's by grace. Jesus comes. The grace of our Lord Jesus. It's himself who makes that change. He is our Savior, and he becomes our life. But here in the book of Titus, we have these verses in the second chapter, the 11th verse. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Now, to me, that only can mean that it's been revealed, and it's been revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's for all men, for all to see. All may come. The grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. So here is a grace that teaches us. Part of the salvation plan of God is the teaching work of the Holy Spirit. And a grace that teaches us, that enables us to do something. It says this, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, if you have an NIV Bible, you don't have to confess to that. But, no, I'm teasing. If you have an NIV Bible, it says this: "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." It teaches us to say no. Do we need grace to say no? Do you need grace to say no? Are there temptations around us that we need to say no to? And it's not just for the young people. We as adults, we need to learn to say no if we haven't learned to say no already. Because iniquity abounds. But the grace of God is available for us to say no. It's okay to say no sometimes. We tell our children, oh, you're not allowed to say no, right? But it's okay to say no to sin. It's okay to say no to temptation. It's okay to say no to the devil when he comes and he tempts us to go astray. It's okay to say no. It's not only okay, it's the only thing that we as Christians ought to be saying in the face of temptation and sin. No. It's by the grace of God. He teaches us to say no. That's part of Jesus saves me, what? Now. Jesus keeps me is another way to say that. He delivers me in the hour of temptation. He is my way of escape. There is no salvation apart from Him. It's not my strength. The Bible doesn't say be strong in your own strength. It says be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I'm thankful tonight that there's a grace available to us to keep us from sin. There's a power of God to keep us in the hour of temptation. There's a power of God to cause us to rise above this world and to say no. The wonderful thing is that there's another side to that. And I think our brother encouraged us to do this as well. And that's to say yes to Jesus. You know, coming out from the world and being separate. Isn't the end of the story, so to speak. If you look back in the Old Testament at the children of Israel, Their story kind of mirrors our salvation. Did you know that? It's somewhat of a type. And so when they were brought out of Egypt, right? What was Egypt a type of? The world, right? And he brought them through the Red Sea, and he opened that Red Sea, and they came out of Egypt. They came out of the world. And what was God's plan for them? It was to take them to the land of Canaan. He had a place prepared for them. He said, "This is the land I've given to Abraham. I made promise to him. This is the promised land." And there's a verse there in the Old Testament that says this: "He brought them out of Egypt that he might bring them in." And so there's a grace of God that brings us out of the world, as we heard. But that grace of God wants to bring us in, into a life hid, as we heard, with Christ and God, where we know that we belong to Him, where we walk with Him, where He walks with us, where there's a fellowship, and He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us this wonderful comforter to be in us. He Himself comes to us. And so it's not just separation from the world, but it's separated unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed fellowship. Are we experiencing that? Do you know that Jesus is your friend? You know, Jesus said that. I've called you friends. Do you know Him as your friend? There's a grace for you, for me, to say no to this world, to the temptations that are all around us, and to say yes to Jesus. Lord, I want to walk with you. I want to abide in your presence. I want to know what that means. I want to know your fellowship all the time. And beloved, it's real. It's real. Jesus is real. And he wants to make himself real to each one of us. I think we all can say we've known him in a measure. But he has more for us, so much more. And so this grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, and it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and to live soberly. And the beautiful ending to these verses is that we're looking for a blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, brighten that hope within our hearts. And, Lord, put a desire in our hearts to walk with you. Lord, you are changing us day by day as we yield ourselves to you, as we open our hearts to you, as we seek for you. Lord, you meet us. And you draw us, and you change us, and you fill us, and you satisfy us. And so, Lord, for the youngest to the oldest among us tonight, Lord, I pray that there would be just a greater hunger in our hearts. Lord, we want to be for you. Oh, Jesus, by your grace, Lord, you have called us. You have called us. We have a high and holy calling. And by your grace, Lord, we say yes to you. Yes, Lord. And so I believe tonight we have things that we can deal with God about. I'm sure the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Something you've heard tonight. Something maybe you heard today or throughout the day. God has been speaking to you. Let's not turn him away. But let's respond to his call. Lord Jesus, you said, "My sheep know my voice. And they follow me." And so, Lord, we know that you are leading us on. You're wanting to draw us closer. You're wanting to make yourself more real and precious to each one. And so, Lord, help us. We take grace tonight to say no to this world. And to say yes to you.